Here's Chick on Stores. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Weekend Forecast calls for a sunny, less humid day today, mid-80s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, mid-80s. On Sunday, partly cloudy, more humid, mid-80s. And on Monday, hazy and humid with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State forecast in just a few minutes. A busy weekend in our Tri-State region this weekend. IMSA is at Lime Rock Park. We'll go over the full list of other activities that are also going on in our area. In Connecticut, over a dozen applicants want to grow cannabis in the state. That is now under review. The State Department of Consumer Protection is reviewing 16 applications for social equity cultivator licenses that the Social Equity Council recommended for approval earlier this week. The process is expected to take several weeks. The landmark law in 2021 legalizing recreational cannabis reserves half all cannabis business licenses for people from communities mostly negatively affected by cannabis prohibition to promote social equity. The 15-member Social Equity Council recommends applications and applicants for those preferred licenses. Based on recommendations by the consultant firm of Kahn's Riznick, the Social Equity Council voted to recommend the first round of 16 applicants for social cultivator equity licenses. The panel voted to deny 25 others. State officials have identified more than 200 census tracts that either meet criteria, including 28 in Waterbury, 11 in Torrington, 5 each in Southbury, Naugatuck, and Cheshire, 3 each in Oxford, Plymouth, and Litchfield. Well, dry conditions in the state of Connecticut have brought stage 2 drought in all Connecticut counties. Governor Ned Lamont declared yesterday all 8 counties in Connecticut are experiencing drought conditions and urged residents to voluntarily take steps to reduce their water consumption. The declaration was based on recommendations by the state's interagency drought work group, which determined that every county in the state is experiencing stage 2 drought conditions due to below normal precipitation. Stage 2 is the second of 5 drought stages defined by the Connecticut Drought Response Preparedness Plan. On June 2nd, the work group classified New London and Windham counties as being at stage 1, essentially a heads-up about the early signs of abnormally dry conditions. The developer of a $4.5 billion project that would transport renewable energy from Canada to New York City through huge high-voltage cables withdrew a proposal for a tax break with the Dutchess County Industrial Development Agency amid an outcry from local groups and officials. However, transmission developers withdrew its request for a tax exemption approaching $120 million over 30 years on the eve of Wednesday's IDA meeting, plans to present the application in a future meeting after it becomes clear that there were topics that needed additional discussion with stakeholders. The project would run hydropower down from Canada along 339 miles of transmission cables, both underwater and underground. The cables would enter the Hudson River just north of Dutchess County's border and continue south into New York City, with the exception of a small stretch of a line above ground in Rockland County. Coming up tomorrow, the role of Janssen Historical Society remembers World War II from 2 to 4 p.m. The exhibit will be open every Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. throughout September. This summer, I'll visit the role of Janssen Historical Society Museum to experience World War II from the personal perspectives of those who served at home and overseas. Remarkable stories were told through a vast assemblage of mementos, artifacts, correspondence, photographs on loan from residents of the Rogen area and beyond. Canaan Railroad Days rolls on through the 17th. Their event calendar is at CananRailroadDays.com. The vendor fair will be held tomorrow from 10 till 3. That will be at the town parking lot in North Canaan. Also tomorrow, a reminder, the Roth Venturella Memorial Amenia Lions Kids Fishing Derby for ages 15 and under will be held tomorrow from 10 till 1, rain or shine. Free hot dog, chips and soda and water. No dogs, glass containers, casting or lures, throwing rocks for unattended children. The pond is located behind Freshtown and Amenia. Enter from Old North Road. Your village is having their open house tomorrow from 10 till 3. You need a reservation at 860-824-2625. Hillsdale has the Kidsdale Free Concert for Kids tomorrow night from 2 till 5 at Hamlet Park. And coming up on Sunday, Crescendo has the latest of their concerts, A Conversation, Galante, A Courteous Conversation. Their period instrument ensemble performs works by French Baroque composers of the 18th century. That'll be on Sunday, 4 p.m. at St. Paul's Church in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. More information on that at crescendomusic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a regular menu, a tapas menu, specials for dinner every night. InterlakenInn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 30,630.17. The NASDAQ at 11,251.19. And the S&P 500 at 3790.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.